Hello, you're watching Stretford Paddock. We're here for the review of Manchester United against Watford. As you can see at the bottom, I shouldn't have to say it. I've just poked your laptop. Sorry about that.
It's fine.
Look at that. It's 3-0 to United.
3-0.
That was all right, wasn't it?
3-0.
Ended all right.
Bit scruffy.
Yeah.
But we'll take it. Always take a 3-0 win, won't we?
Yes, exactly. I'm just trying to tell them to get a little tweet out, if possible.
Yeah, to let everyone else know that
thanks,
we
Callum.
We are live.
Yeah, it was a bit scruffy, wasn't it? First 20 minutes was a bit poor, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Watford came out as strong. We saw toward the end of the game, it was something like 13 or 14 fouls Watford had committed to United's two. So you could see from the very start that their game plan was to disrupt United and try to get some you know.
They pressed Fred and Matic quite well, which is what you'd. Mm. Which is what we'd least want, kind of thing, because they're the worst on the ball, which is, again, why Bruno dropping deep is probably going to be a thing eventually, just try and get that ball. But, yeah, they pressed them well. That's where they created anything from early doors. Defence was a bit shaky at times.
Yeah.
But, you know, a bit of quality showed today. That's been the big difference.
You talk about Fernandes there. He's just better than the rest of our midfield, isn't he?
He's better than most players in the Premier League, I think. Yeah, I think that's kind of where it is, where he's just... Yeah. A better football than everyone else, and it makes differences in games like today. Mm-hmm. You know, today I think without Fernandes, if we'd have had, you know, if that was been Pereira in that,
right? Let's
today.
Go through it. So United's goals were obviously we'll quickly the just quickly some
goals.
Of the goals,
okay.
And then come back to that point because I want to go into that a bit more detail. So the first goal, Fernandes, but Dan James into Fernandes, brought down by
Ben
Foster.
Great ball from Dan James. Yeah. I think that'll get overlooked by most people when they probably, again, will say that Dan James didn't have his best of games, but, you know, that was a great pass forward.
Yeah, and then the second goal, a nice little stutter sort of jump step.
Oh, the penalty. Meant,
well, at what point does it become... Because you're not allowed to stop, are
you're
you?
Allowed to stop, which is why
you're allowed
this jumpy
to do
things,
a silly jump.
It's why this jumpy thing is quite a new thing.
Yeah, and then the second goal, we saw... it wasn't officially an assist by Fernandes, but
no, because he played the first ball through and
Martial
got forced wide a bit, had a blocked shot, and then pure quality from Martial.
Yeah,
to be fair.
Just saw it was like a five-a-side goal. You know when someone's a bit too good for everyone else at five-a-side,
and he just mugs everyone off.
Put it in this corner. It just looked across the goal and just chipped it over Foster's right shoulder into the near post, and it brilliant finish. And then the third goal, nice counter attack, Mason Greenwood. Bringing the ball out to Fernandes, who at this point was on the right-hand side. So he was left-hand side for the first goal to win the penalty. Yeah. Through the middle for the second goal to set up Martial's, and then playing off the right-hand side to set up the final goal. Ball out to Fernandes, just held the play up. And no one tracked back, really, onto Greenwood.
No, there was...
Back into Greenwood, just toe-poked
and
in
it was
the
just,
roof of the net.
It wasn't a difficult pass forward, but it was just done very well, which meant that Greenwood was just stepping onto it and a really good finish in the end.
Yeah, and then I think after the second goal... Watford just sort of lost it a little bit.
Well, the second goal went in. Third goal definitely killed the game. Yeah. No one was ever threatening. And then we made the three changes, which what we wanted to see. We wanted to see McTominay come on, get some minutes under his belt.
He looked good.
He looked good. Chong just...
He looked all right. Yeah, he didn't do anything. He had a decent chance.
A very Chong-like performance, really. Ighalo, again, had a chance.
He needs to score.
He needs one of them.
The next time he gets a decent chance, he needs to score. Because it's some... You go from
we've not needed
getting
it
an early goal to you need to get a goalie. But I don't think we're at that point.
But again, he's only played, what, a combined
12,
total
like 25
of
minutes
25
or something.
Minutes. Yeah, so it's nothing much at the minute.
I'm
but
not putting any pressure on him at all. But yeah, it'd be nice if he'd have scored that Chelsea one or this one. But he looked decent.
I think there was a little bit of luck. Not luck, because it ended up, that is the rules now with the handball. But their VAR disallowed goal.
Watford
again.
Had a disallowed goal. Would that have been 1-1, wouldn't it?
That would have been 1-1. Horrendous. From defending from set pieces.
Well, it's a strange thing because so it's a ball in from right to
Fernandes
left.
Kind of jumps and
Fernandes
it kind of
it just
never
grazes the
get
top
it.
Of his head, I think.
And then that means Lindelof misses it.
Yeah,
we don't win the next one, and then it kind of bundles about. And then whether it would have been a Maguire own goal or a Deeney goal, I don't quite know.
Yeah,
but you know whether that's Bruno shouldn't be in that position, whether it could have Lindelof should have claimed it and said my ball headed it, maybe De Gea should have come out for it, whatever it was. But they know that if someone puts a decent ball in inside that 6-yard box, we do panic a lot, to be honest, don't we?
So back to that point you made before about if that was Pereira playing instead of Bruno, obviously we put Bruno Fernandes masterclass today.
Yeah.
Again, let's go back to that first goal. Bruno Fernandes is on the last line of the defence.
Yeah.
With, you know, is back to sort of the fullback. opening his body up into some space and Dan James plays the ball through. I can't remember the last time I saw Andres Pereira do that.
I've not seen, no.
Obviously, goes around the
goalkeeper.
And it's
kind of just that fluidity of a front four that we've not really had, where Dan James is there, has dropped in deep for some reason. I can't remember whether it was kind of defensively or just because he was just moving around, you know, just that's how it was. But he kind of dropped in deep. And then that means the number 10 player has gone, right, okay, that means I can push forward into that left wing spot. And whether it's not been the quality or just that's not the instincts of those kind of players. Yeah. We've not had anyone like Mata doesn't really do that either, even when we have him in there.
Because he doesn't have the pace to play on the last line, because he's not, you know, if he does get it, people close him down too easily. He can't get away from anyone.
So,
and then the second goal, then Martial came running from the right hand side, sort of along the line of defence and through. Can Pereira or Lingard play that ball through to him that he played?
I think Pereira can, but it's like I think. The confidence is that low and he doesn't do it enough. And his qualities, he can do it, but he just hasn't got that confidence or that quick thinking to you, right, there it is. He'd have probably tried to create space and shoot.
Yeah, Martial did brilliantly with the ball afterwards, like I said. He had a lot after that. The goalkeeper came back to him. But just the vision and the pass through, it was a nice bit of interplay on that left-hand side as well.
Yeah, it was a really good goal.
To James, back to Luke Shaw, who played it into Bruno, then passed it to Martial. So it was a lovely little play. But you wouldn't necessarily trust Fernandes or Lingard to play that ball through.
Even the last goal, like just, you know, Greenwood plays it out wide when he could have just kept going.
Yeah.
He could have just kept going. He made that decision. But Bruno doesn't pause and he doesn't play a stupid ball. He just goes, right, nice and simple, back to Greenwood, go and do what you want to do.
It looks simple when players do the right things.
All the time.
Most goals aren't that hard. Like that ball through to Martial. I mean, obviously, he in the end made it look brilliant. Martial did something excellent. But it was just that ball through, you think, oh, well, that's easy, I could play that ball.
But it's just the right thing at the right time.
Why haven't they been happening? We haven't been playing those balls. And you can say, oh, Martial hasn't been making the runs. But it's a surprising... No, not surprising. I don't think it's coincidence that all of a sudden Martial looks like he's making more runs and Mata looks like he's making more runs and Greenwood looks like he's making more runs now that there's someone there to actually pick those runs out.
And Dan James...
Good players make other players.
A few people saying
good.
Dan James didn't take... I don't think he had any clear chances today.
I thought it was good today.
I thought it was good, but I think he just got played into the left-hand side a lot more because you've got someone there playing the right passes out to him and stretching the defence. And I mean... Was times they Bruno gave the ball away a lot.
I think he only had like a 70% pass.
But he was trying things constantly, and there's a difference between trying things constantly and the way Pereira does it, which is kind of the scattergun approach, which is just try everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And eventually, one of these 3,000 passes is going to work, or one of these 1,000 shots is going to work.
Yeah, and the 70% pass success rate, you don't mind it when it's your number 10. He was playing firmly as a number 10 today. There was no question of him being a 6 or a. An 8 or anything like that. He was right behind Martial, bringing up the rear all the time. And so he won a penalty. He got an assist and a half. I know he's not going to get the one for the Martial goal, but he played the through ball that Martial scored from.
He said he was involved in every single
and then he
goal.
Won the, yeah, he was involved in every attack we had. He was just
he's really good.
Yeah, and again, we said this on the watch line, but it goes back to the point of, you know, how different would the season have been if we had Pogba playing?
Yeah.
Because they're different types of players, but Pogba couldn't...
But it's similar
passes,
kind of players.
Same
it's
sort of qualities. And people act like, oh, you know, Ole's crap, or let's not even bring it into a managerial thing. Just United have been shit this season. Our best player, who has been our best player, people like to slag him off, say he's inconsistent. He's been our best player since he's been at Old Trafford. In Paul Pogba has made eight appearances this season. That's just not going to make a difference. It goes to show games like this where it could have been 1-1 if we'd have had a bit of bad luck, it would have been 1-1.
I felt like we were going to score more goals today, even when it went to 1-1. You know, straight away you kind of think, here we go again. But at the same time, you thought, we're going to create chances, we're going to score a goal. It did look like something, you know, you look like something else. It looked like there was going to something happen. People going, Bruno won't want to play with Pogba, you know. I don't know.
How do we know that?
I don't know.
It's who wants to play to each other.
We'll see how that develops.
Yeah, let's move into the comments a little bit then. Let us know what you thought at home. I predicted 2-0 with a Bruno goal at home before the game. Yep. So I was close, but not quite right. What did you go for? You said 3-1, didn't
you? I said 3-1.
We're both a goal off. Let us know what you thought to the game in the comments. Agolo will get that goal, I'm sure. Yeah, I hope he does.
Yeah.
He looks keen and he looks like he's getting in good positions. There's one point where he's on the right hand side. He just battered it as hard as he could. It got blocked, but you can tell he's just trying to shoot.
There's our favourite person being negative in there. I mean, look, we have to. Yes, we have beaten 19th, but we need. You know, we've struggled to beat these teams, so it's good. It was good to see. Good to score three goals. We saw as well. Goal difference wise, that's now 4 ahead of Chelsea.
Yeah, mentioned it before the game.
5 or 6 ahead of Tottenham. Miles ahead of Everton. Miles ahead of Sheffield United. And whether it's 4th or 5th place that gets that Champions League spot, it's going to be close.
Yeah,
I don't think this is going to be 6 points ahead of someone. And it's one of them. That last day of the season, if we're 3 points behind Chelsea going to the last day of the season, but with that goal difference higher, there's more pressure on them.
Yeah, exactly.
If they've got a better goal difference, you know, there's so much calmer for them.
It's basically a ghost point, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. I predicted 3-1, but clean sheet is fair enough. Yeah, clean sheet is another good thing as well. I think that's 7 in the last 9 for United as well. Yeah. So there are, I mean, if you can't see signs of improvement in the last few weeks, then you're either not looking for them or you're willfully ignoring them, because we've clearly, obviously the Burnley result was a bad one.
Oh, I saw something after Burnley.
Since then,
we've had 6 games, we've scored 13 goals, conceded 1.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad, is it?
No.
It just isn't bad.
It's 4 wins, 2 draws.
Yeah,
in
we
all
should be happy during
it's
this
very, very good.
Period of a slight success. John Sutton with the super chat.
Yep.
Bruno made even our best players look amateur. Yeah, he is clearly a cut above, isn't he?
And he's quality.
Someone said before, it's nice to have midfielders that are actually not just passing it sideways and making risky passes, which is why, like we mentioned, the 70% pass success rate. But
you want
again,
that.
You don't mind that. Like, it's like when someone does a step over on the edge of the opposition box and the ball gets taken off, and you think, you know what, you had to go. When you do it in the edge of your own box and they concede, you think, what the fuck have you done step overs for? It's not because you don't like step overs. It's because you have to choose the times in which you play risky passes. And that's just something, you know, a game intelligence thing that not all players have.
Yeah. Jeffrey Jeff, which I hope is your real name. People complain we can't beat small teams, I guess you mean, but then when we do, they say it's just 19th, and that's Manchester United.
That's why beating small teams is a thankless task, and it's one of those things that... I mean, but I've even seen people say, oh, well, we know how to beat, you know, it's no good beating City, they've been crap this season. So no matter who you beat, there's a reason why it doesn't matter. Yeah. So it's just you know, when... Like I said, since the Burnley game, there's clearly been an improvement and a different kind of quality to the team.
Beautiful finish by Martial. It was
incredible.
It was weird because it was at that, but it was probably no more than 5 minutes after he didn't make that run into the box when it
was.
He kind of got screaming at him for not doing it, and that is why, you know, we are frustrated with him again. You'd rather we like saying this last 3 games. You kind of said he's not had the best of games, but scored a goal, and that's great for a striker. That's what you want out of a striker.
Yeah,
you're still gonna want more from him. And someone said in the comments about he's like Nani was, which is a very good comparison where you know he's gonna score unbelievable goals. You know he does quality things, and you know at times he's unplayable. But there's just also in games you're like, please don't do that. Please do that. Please push on more. And that's what we're saying. You know, when we say things about Martial, it's not because we want him out of the team. We want him just to do better. And we want him to play somewhere else. Maybe he rotates with a striker, or maybe you don't know.
Maybe he's just going to be, this is what he's like. And he's a decent player, but he's not a world-class player like he thought he might be. But he's a decent player who, if he can get us 20 goals a season, every season, he's going to play a lot of games for us. He doesn't have to either be, you know, one of the best players in the world or shit. He has his weaknesses. He has his strengths. Yeah. He's a great finisher at one-on-one. He's excellent. His dribbling is exceptional. He's actually decent in the air when he connects with it. But his work rate isn't great and his attacking position isn't great. Maybe that's just the player he is.
Yeah.
And if we can get 20 goals out of him and maybe we bring in another striker that's a bit more used to poaching, he would be a great partner for him. Or it would be great to play in different games.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily... If you aren't world class, your shit, you know, you have to leave.
You're gone. Yeah.
It can just be, this is what he's like, and are frustrated sometimes with him.
It's the thing you want players like, you want to be in a situation where City are, where they've got They've got six players for that forward position.
If Gabriel Jesus was our only striker, we would hate him because yeah. he's so frustrating. He scores yeah. loads of goals. He's excellent in front of goal, but he's inconsistent. Yeah. And I'd say more inconsistent than Martial. Yeah. He just happens to be in a team that makes twice as many chances yeah. as we have been doing.
So he's going yeah. to score 20 plus goals this season. And yes, it's brilliant.
And in which case,
so
perfect.
Happy. So happy that he does that. And we want him to keep doing that. Yeah. Greenwood looks more ready at number nine. I don't know. I don't think either of them.
I don't think he's build-up players.
He's build-up players. You know, I think Martial's got a better touch into, you know, he's got a better one into his feet. I think Martial struggles with anything in the air kind of thing. But yeah. no, Greenwood, I don't think is going to do that. Maybe, again, maybe it's a pair. Maybe it's like today. But there was a lot of time. We mentioned in the first half, that right-hand side looked empty.
Yeah.
You know, empty.
Because Greenwood... The reason a lot of young strikers play on the wings is because it's a slightly less physical version yeah. Of playing as a striker, especially when you're playing as an inside forward yeah. or a wing, sort of right forward.
Yeah, yeah.
You get the chances to score like you did today, but you don't have to have your back to your man firing off your defender all the time. Some 6 foot four, 28-year-old who's twice as thick as you are. Greenwood, I know he's 5'11", 6'4",
yeah, yeah.
but he's very slight. He's a very thin build. You wouldn't fancy him against Mariappa to yep. be able to hold the ball off. So I think that's why the players often get brought through on the wings, as I'm sure you're all aware.
Yeah,
but I think he hasn't hit his time to be the number nine.
So mentioning here about Bailly needs to start over Lindelof. I'm surprised Bailly's not got another game after the Chelsea game because I thought it was very good.
Yeah.
I think, did someone say there's a bit of a knock?
A suggestion that he had a bit of a knock.
Yeah, because I think he would have started today if he was fully fit because I think... The Deeney element of it today probably yeah. would have been, that's where you need to
unlock
Bailly.
But you know what, Lindelof only made a couple of half mistakes. He made anything too blatant. The one where it looked like he just didn't head the ball, we saw on the replay, Fernandez took it off his head. That wasn't his fault for the corner.
Yeah.
Everton are 1-0 up against Arsenal already. Arsenal are
really struggling.
No.
And this is the thing that, you know, the change of system and change of managers and stuff that everyone talks about. Arteta's come in and you can see they're trying to do different things. You know, they've got the work rate better and they're pushing forward. Still the same players
yeah.
and still not quite good enough. So
John Sutton here saying, don't get overexcited, fellow United fans. We polished Norwich and dropped off badly. We are only as good as the next result.
It's only as good as the last result.
Yeah.
That's the phrase.
Be as good as we don't know what your next result is.
No.
You can always say that. That's
yep.
that's just a way of... not enjoying the moment. I think you've just won 3-0 at home
yeah.
against the sort of team we've struggled against, not just this season, but for about 5 years.
It's good. That's
three goals and a clean sheet.
Another clean sheet, which is really good.
Star in Fernandez.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. I'm well happy with it. Fucking so good to win games, isn't it? So good. Arsenal, how are they so bad? I know they've got a bad team and a bad manager, but why are they so bad? Ancelotti's very good. I'm excited. I just remember, just won 3-0. I get to go and watch the highlights, get to enjoy match of the day
good,
too.
It's good.
We get to enjoy match of the day too. How good is that? I thought Harry Maguire made a couple of mistakes today. I thought Fred started a bit poorly. He kept getting the ball taken off him, but it's because they were
pressing so high.
That was
really,
clearly what they were going for.
Really high.
But yeah, I thought the... overall, they were pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
go on. Before the fixtures coming up.
Yeah, let's have a look at that.
We go Bruges in the week Thursday. Yeah. Then it's Everton.
Got to win that.
Everton, then Spurs, then City. Then we've got Derby, then City, then Spurs. It's going to be a tough run of games because you've got two cup competitions, which is, again, we need top four, but you still want silverware, so they're still very important games.
If we get through both of those cups and get at least 5 points.
Yeah, I don't think five would be. It's mad how Tottenham and City are close again. Because we played, they were close.
Yeah, they were.
The reverse.
Well, no, the fixtures just reversed, don't they?
I don't think so.
Do they not?
No. I don't think so.
No, they don't, because you don't play the same team twice, do you? But yeah, it is interesting, that, actually.
How they both come together again.
Yeah, I think if we get 5 points, I know that doesn't sound that many, but through to the quarterfinal, would it be the quarterfinal or the sixth round of the FA Cup?
I think it's quarterfinals.
Yeah, through to the quarterfinal of the Cup, through to the round of 16 of the Europa. Let's say we beat Everton or beat Tottenham, Tottenham, draw against Everton and City. Yeah. That's not too bad a set of results. I know obviously you want to get 7 points would be ideal.
We can't. It's very tough to keep looking forward. Are you in the comments, Cam? Can you be?
What have we got? Anything good?
There's a lot of stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. Watford targeted Fred. I think they just targeted our midfield when the game first kicked off. Like we said, there's a lot of fouls. See the stats on the screen now. Look, 21 shots, 9 on target. Do you know what? This week, I've been saying how many times United have had a stat line. The one I was using as an example was 24 shots, 8 on target.
A lot.
And it's happened so many games. And we go from winning 4-0, I think we won 5-0 one game.
Yeah, yeah.
With it. And again there, 3-0. Because really the chances, good. You know, we made some good chances and we had some good people playing the balls through. But we've had 21 shots and 8 or 9 on target so many times this season.
Yeah, yeah.
And often we don't even score. But yeah it was good. I did have a feeling that even at 1-1, which for a couple of minutes it was,
we
weren't done. Whereas usually when we concede that goal, you think we're going to lose.
People saying Shaw was amazing today. I don't think it was amazing, but it was good. I think it was all right. I think he's looked better in that left centre half role. I don't think he's
perfect. He didn't offer much going forward at all.
He didn't offer much, but I did see a couple of things. I said there was one point where you could see him sprinting forward, trying to get past Dan James, which is what you're missing. I think it's good that Brandon Williams had a rest because I did think he looked tired in the week. So I'm glad that he's got a rest. Maybe he comes in on Thursday. Maybe we go back to the back three again, which we might do.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. What else?
Honestly,
we've got.
Disgusting what he did to Foster and Cabasella. It was, wasn't it?
It was.
Martial.
Yeah.
He has that in him though, doesn't he? That like, oh, hello. He can. Rashford's just added that to his game, I think, last season. But Martial's always had that kind of. I'm going to say, what's he done here? Yeah. How's he managed to do that? Chong, is he staying out? Not sure.
I don't know. I think he's just...
I don't think this game is any indication either way, really.
No, I don't think. And in the same way, I don't think that's the same for... That's Pereira and Lingard gone. I just think that, you know, they didn't have a good game in midweek. I don't think it would have been right for them to be in the squad today. Yeah. He had the players for it because he had a few players back. He had McTominay back. He had those players, so...
Joe, how many goals/assists per night for Bruno? What has he had? 2 goals, 1 assist. In 90, at 20, at 90 minutes.
It's pretty good. 20.
So yeah, something like a goal or assist every 90 minutes.
Not bad. Everton will be a tough test. Ancelotti hasn't playing well.
They've been good.
They've been good. I still think we're a lot better than them going forward. Whether they sit back against us and see what they do. I don't think Ancelotti's done anything spectacular with them. I think they had some very good players there that weren't getting. What was he correct? Very good.
Currently involved in the goal every 90 minutes.
Chong needs a loan. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know about Chong. I don't think Chong's going to get a loan because I don't think we're going to give him a new squad.
A new contract.
A contract. That's the one. Yeah.
So when's the next game? Bruges.
Bruges on Thursday.
Very big game. Thank you very much for joining us. It could be 2 assists today. Yeah, it was kind of an assist and a half, wasn't it?
Oh, before you go, like the video.
Yeah. If you like the video, like the video. There's plenty of you watching. If we can get 500 quick likes like that, we'll just do something really exciting, like a firework or something. thank you very much for watching.
Yeah.
If you're not subscribed to the channel, please subscribe. Follow us on Twitter as well, at JoeSmith93, at Baggers_Alex, and we bring you a bit of...
Extra stuff, fun stuff.
We're gonna be back tomorrow, of course. We've got Housen's Brew. Stephen returns.
The return of dark Stephen Housen.
Can we say where he's been yet? Because he's not there anymore. We can't say. He can say if he wants
to. No, he'll stay. He'll tell you tomorrow.
Prison. No, it wasn't prison. It was a holiday.
All right.
We'll be back tomorrow for the brew and we'll have some news as well in the morning. So be sure to be tuning for that. Thank you very much for joining us.
See you later.
See you in a bit.